As the number of cases of anthrax exposure grows, so does public concern. NPR's Larry Abramson is here to try to put some of that concern into perspective. Larry, first of all, anthrax spores are turning up in more places, but we still have a very small number of actual cases of people getting sick from anthrax. Isn't that right?
That's right. We only have 4 cases out of all of the hundreds and thousands of scares that we've had. There's only 4 people who are actually sick with this disease that everybody's so worried about. 2 of those cases were in Florida. One of those men died. The other is sick but expected to recover. And the other 2 cases are skin anthrax, and they're far less serious. So it's still a very limited situation, and there are many, many more exposures now than we had before, but even the number of exposures to the disease is still in the 40 range. So this is pretty small when you figure the size of the American population.
The Capitol Hill staffers who were exposed to anthrax, what is their level of risk?
Well, again, these people do not have the disease, but when nasal swabs were done, they turned out to be positive for exposure to anthrax spores. That means that they were just present in the environment and there was some contact. The people have not developed antibodies to the disease. That means they cannot get the disease at this point, although it could turn out later that their bodies are developing the antibodies and they just haven't tested positive for that yet. However, even if they do get sick, these people are being given antibiotics. Their health is being monitored very closely, and if they show any symptoms of the disease, anthrax, somebody will jump on it and will make sure that the disease goes away. If you treat this disease early on with antibiotics, it really is not dangerous.
Military planners have worried about biological attacks for some time. Is this the kind of scenario they were envisioning? Is it conceivable that these cases could lead to a large number of sick people or even a large number of deaths?
Probably not. The thing that the military was most worried about is somebody spraying this stuff from an airplane and having huge numbers of Americans exposed to the disease and possibly getting sick. Even if that happened, not everybody would die, but you would have larger numbers. These samples of anthrax have been delivered by the mail, by and large, and that is a very slow way to spread this disease. As you heard in Danny Swerdling's report, however, if the powder is very, very fine, it can spread through ventilation systems, and there's concern that it could spread more rapidly. But we're not talking about the big airborne event that the military has really been worried about.
Larry, part of the Capitol and a number of congressional offices are going to be shut down so that they can be checked out and decontaminated. Now, how do you do that?
Well, it's going to be very tough. We don't really have a lot of experience decontaminating millions of square feet of office space. There is a way to test the air to try to see whether or not there's any more anthrax spores present. But they're going to have their hands full actually guaranteeing that there's no health risk. But I think that they'll be able to give a pretty good indication to people by next week that they've cleaned things up.
Bottom line, at this point, there is still a much greater chance of dying from the flu this winter than from anthrax. Isn't that right?
That's right. There's a much greater chance of dying from a car accident, obesity, alcoholism, many, many other things that are big health problems out there. And that's what many people are worried about, is that we're spending all of our time focusing on this. We're forgetting about other public health issues. This is still a very limited problem.
Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson reporting here in our own studio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.